الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the Prophet, his noble and pure family, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. Inshallah, we continue the discussion and the explanation of Surah Al-Layl, chapter 92, and we have reached verse 12. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna alayna lal huda. Truly on us is to give guidance. And this is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes clear and explains to the creation all that through which they can achieve guidance to reach Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and to know of Him and to worship Him. And this guidance which is intended here, Huda al-Bayan wal-Irshad, this guidance is showing and making things clear and directing. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it incumbent upon Himself to make that clear, so that people can have no excuse and no plea against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah the Most High states in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 163, Inna awhayna ilayka kama awhayna ila Nuhin وَالنَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. Chapter 4, verse 163, Verily we have sent down the revelation to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we sent the revelation to Noah, to Nuh, and the prophets after him, until he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ. Messengers as bearers of good news as well as of warning, in order that, and this is the point of evidence, in order that mankind shall or should have no plea against Allah after the coming of the messengers. And Allah, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah is ever all powerful, all wise. So from this we know that it is not possible for the human intellect to be independent in terms of knowing the guidance. لِذَلِكَ, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala إِلْتَزَمَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it incumbent upon Himself to make the way of guidance to man clear. And that's why He said, إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا لَلْهُدَى, truly on us is to give guidance. وَلْيُعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْهُدَى نَوْعَانَ, and let it be known that the guidance is of two types. Guidance is of two types. هُدَى التَّوْفِيقِ, the guidance of success. فَهَذَا لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and this is a matter which is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to provide. The second is هُدَى إِرْشَادُ وَدَلَالَ, guidance of directing and clearing and showing the way. And this is, could be from Allah and could be from the creatures, like from the messengers alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and from the scholars as well. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke concerning His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, as in Surah Ash-Shura, chapter 42, verse 52, And verily, O you Muhammad, guide to the straight path. This is the guidance of showing the direction and directing and making things clear. The other, the guidance of success, then this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can guide someone to goodness or to good in this sense, the good which is pertaining to the success and that which affects the heart and alters the heart, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كما قال الله عز وجل, إنك لا تهدي من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء, as in Surah Al-Qasas verse 56. Verily, you, O Muhammad, guide not whom you like, but Allah guides whom He wills. And if we examine this verse which we are talking about, إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا لَلْهُدَى, oh, this is from Surah Al-Qasas, the last thing I reported to you was from Surah Al-Qasas, verse 56. Surah Al-Qasas is 28 verse 56. Oh, I'm disconnected again. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. I don't know. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me still? Can you hear me, please? Can you hear me? No. La ilaha illallah.